Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A political leader's charisma is something we both require and fear. University of Pennsylvania Assistant Professor of Political Science Jeffrey Green explores the complex relationship between charismatic leaders and the populace they represent.
When people speak of charisma, they usually mean a quality of a particular individual, the almost magical way certain people inspire trust and belief in themselves. In politics, charisma is especially important. Those thought to lack this quality are often considered unlikely to succeed, while leaders who possess too much of it are seen as a potential danger. However, the German sociologist Max Weber, who invented the concept of charisma we have today, made clear that technically speaking, charisma is a relational quality. It requires proof of public support from followers for it to be real. And what's more, Weber's examples of charismatic authority at its purest, the authority of ancient prophets, warlords, demagogues, and magicians, demonstrated that the charismatic leader's winning of popular support was inseparable from the leader appearing in public under conditions the leader did not control. Public support could only be earned by successfully enduring public appearances that involved potential contestation and abuse, and for this reason, were fundamentally unscripted and spontaneous. The modern leader Weber thought best exemplified charismatic leadership, Britain's William Gladstone, was special precisely for his extemporaneous speeches before often hostile crowds in the 1880s. Charisma, as Weber presented it, was distinct from mere popularity because the would-be charismatic leader would have to constantly test and establish the claim to charisma, often in direct exchange with opponents, skeptics, and other rivals. Charisma, then, has another side. It refers not only to individual gifts, but to individuals continually proving these gifts in contested public settings. Politicians thought to possess charisma only really do so if and when they can engage a live public under conditions they do not control.
That was the University of Pennsylvania's Jeffrey Green. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Let me